Najprej velik knjižni pozdrav iz Maribora, kjer vam iz ulic in studija Mariborskega radija Študent pošiljamo utrinke 8 slovenskih dnevov knjige, ki so jih organizatorji poimenovali, kot te napiše knjiga, 2005. Letošnji slovenski dnevi knjige v Mariboru potekajo od prejšnje sobote in se po tednu dni zaključujejo nocoj z velikim zaključnim pesniškim maratonom. Iz dnevov knjige vam avtorica prispevka pošiljem utrinke izbranih prireditev in najprej Dušan Jovanovič, ne le domače, ampak svetovno priznano gledališko in dramaturško ime. Bil je osrednji gost letošnjih dnevov knjige. Režiser in dramatik, ki s svojimi predstavami in filmi gostuje po svetu, je kot predavatelj režije in gledališke igre zaposlen na Ljubljanski akademiji za gledališče, radio, film in televizijo in zaradi tega seveda zelo zaposlen. Prisluhnimo njegovemu odgovoru na vprašanje o predavateljski zaposlenosti.
Moram reči, da sem zelo, zelo tečen, da sem zelo strok, ne? Da včasih sam sebi grem na živce, ne? In da se pravzaprav nenehno borim s tem svojim, bi rekel, diktatorskim temperamentom, ki je zelo agresiven in tako naprej. Ne? In se večkrat, bi rekel, pol, da pridem domov pa si očitam stvari, recimo, ne vem, moram reči, da sem, da včasih, recimo, tako, bi rekel, v strasti, v navalu strasti, recimo, mislim, tudi uporabljam, recimo, take, da izmerjam, pa tako naprej. Ne grde besede, no, to ne bih, ne, ampak
močne.
Ampak močne besede in tako naprej, in da mi je to, to obžaluje, moram reči, no. Ampak, jaz ne vem, no, človek ne je najbrž tako narejen, da pač ne more iz svoje kože.
Iz gledališča pa postrizite z ušesi in sedite pred radijski sprejemnik v dvojnem formatu. Namreč, ne bomo se preselili daleč od gledališča. Igor Štromajer je v sodelovanju s studijem Radija Maribor in Lučko Gruden ustvaril radijsko igro Toyota, ki je bila javno predvajena 6. dan dnevov knjige. In namesto glasbenega trenutka si odpočite ušesa ob poslušanju nekaj minutnega odlomka iz radijske igre, torej Igorja Štromajerja, Toyota. Uživajte.
Toyota, območje B, ljubezen.
You don't have to look no further. Ooh, na 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 na. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oddelek ena. Oddelek 2. Oddelek 3. Oddelek 4.
I'm Robert Stewart,
And I'm excited to tell you that the most exciting thing to happen in the next century is that the positive religions of the world are going to work together to bring peace and prosperity and goodwill to the rest of the human family. While there will be religious teachers that will conflict with other religious teachers, there will be religious people that still are on a collision course. We are on a coalition course, which means something very fantastic has started here in the United States of America and spreading around the world. Let me tell you what happened. For the past 3 years, a small group of 12 ministers grew into a group of 30, into a group of 100, into a group of 200 and 300. Roman Catholic priests, Orthodox, clergy, Episcopalians, Baptists, Pentecostals, Seventh-day Adventists, people of all of these different forms of Christianity that used to be competitive and quarrelsome. Why, we're all meeting together, we've discovered each other, we like each other, we're friends, and we help each other. Because all of us believe in God, the Father of Abraham, and all of us believe in Moses and the Ten Commandments, and all of us want to make it a better world where people will not lie and steal and kill, but will live by the teachings of Moses. We all believe in the hope that comes from the prophets, and we all believe that no human being has ever given us greater wisdom and encouragement about God and the truth of life here and life beyond. No one has been better or more beautiful at that than Jesus Christ. And so, we're working together. We call ourselves churches uniting in global mission. And I'm sure, not far from where you live, there is one of these churches. It may be Orthodox, it may be Roman Catholic, it may be Protestant, it may be Baptist, it may be Pentecostal, it may be Presbyterian or Lutheran. It really doesn't matter. It may be a totally independent group of people who just love God, they love Moses' Ten Commandments, and they love Jesus, and they love the Bible. But churches are united in a global mission. What is the global mission? Why, to share with all human beings that no life can be as beautiful as the life that becomes positive thinking in its faith in God and in the Bible and in Jesus Christ. So, if you belong to a church anywhere in the world and they want to be a part of our churches uniting in global mission, just simply have them write to us and we'll connect and we'll cooperate, because this television program is not Robert Schuller's program. It's the program brought to the world by all of these different churches, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant, and independent churches that simply want society to become a beautiful place and the nations of the world to begin to trust each other and help each other. It's fantastic.
The music, the movement, the message.
Četrtkov prireditveni program pa je zaokrožilo gostovanje literarnih gostov iz Dunaja, imenovanih Peter Walk and Labirint. Brez izgubljanja besed, vse, kar boste slišali, so zvočno ustvarili sami gostje.
Fire. Fire roars inside me.
It swells and goes down.
Swells
and goes down. In my youth it overcame me, flashed violently in all directions. I wanted warmth but burned out of control, till my tongue became a flaming torch, my toes black pieces of coal, my heart burned to ash.
Fire roars inside me.
It swells
and goes down.
It swells. I licked my wounds, smeared them with salve. They hardened to scabs and there was no turning back. I blew on my flame and by trial and error learned to use it to my advantage. Fire. 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 Years later, my well-tread path had no more kindling, all extinguished and too hassled to care. A straight stream of smoke floated over my head. My eyes froze to two smooth ponds. I became accustomed to ice and liked its hard, constant surface. I forgot about fires until the ice began to crack. Fire! 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 I dreamed of fires and
Za konec pa še vtis letošnje koordinatorice Dnevov knjige Petre Kolmančič, ki deluje pod okriljem organizatorjev Mladinskega kulturnega centra Maribor.
Torej, glede na to, da je danes že predzadnji dan Dnevov knjige in je torej nekakšna takšna evalvacija že možna, lahko rečem, da so vse prireditve bile v redu obiskane. Tudi odziv na naše objavljene javne natečaje je bil odličen, tako da na maratonu Denimo, ki bo v soboto 23. aprila ob samem svetovnem dnevu knjige v Kibli, pričakujemo preko 30 pesnikov, pesnic, pisateljev, aforistov iz vse Slovenije, tudi odziv na razpisan natečaj za pesniški turnir je bil odličen, dobili smo kar 171 prijav, tako da menim, da so dnevi knjige kar dobro pokriti s strani obiskovalcev in pač samih pesnikov in udeležencev. Ja, v Mariboru se mi zdi, da pač obstaja neka publika, ki je stalna, ki obiskuje pač vse literarne prireditve. Gotovo so pa tudi ljudje, ki so radovedni in pridejo pogledati pač samo določene prireditve, ki jih posebej zanimajo.
Na kakšnem sedežu misliš, da sedi knjiga danes?
V Sloveniji izhaja ogromna količina knjig. Gotovo so knjige različnih kvalitet, namenjene različnim ciljnim publikam. Sem pa prepričana, da prav vsak lahko najde knjigo zase.
Dragi sosedi od blizu in daleč, spoštovani kolegi radijskega Kros medmrežja, ostanite lepi, pomladni in lepo praznujte današnji dan, svetovni dan knjige. Pozdrav od ekipe Radija Marš, Simona in Andrej.
Strong and steadfast, always in motion, unpredictable. I house it. When I inhale, it swells. When I close my eyes, I see its bright colors. Lying still.